Grandma Amy was a fantastic grandmother. She loved Angie and I so much, and we knew that. When we were kids, we would visit and spend the night often, even if we were afraid of their basement for some reason. There was like a tiny room underneath the stairs that just terrified us. I guess it was air conditioning.
And a giant teddy bear.
Yeah, there was a terrifying teddy bear in there too. Anyways, I don't know if it was related to that or just me being a little wussy kid that I was, but I would always run in to pop in Grandma's bedroom in the middle of the night saying I'm having nightmares and I need help, and I was crying and freaking out, and I'd always make a point to go to Grandma's side of the bed because I knew that she would actually help me and take care of me. And she did every time. Because that's the kind of loving person that Grandma Rini was. Even when I was down on myself, in the awkward preteen, early teen years, when I looked chubbier and even more awkward than I look right now, she would always be there to literally squeeze my cheeks until they hurt and just cover me in kisses, reassuring me that I was the cutest and that she loved me. And I know that's like stereotypical grandma stuff, but it really meant a lot to me.
Grandma was afraid of everything. In the early 90s, I was in the basement watching the movie Beetlejuice, and she freaked out and thought it was scary and wouldn't let Jordan watch it, even though it was a comedy and we had a fight. She also rocked some pretty awesome moves when we were younger. I remember always being so confused when she was hot and it was cold and 30 degrees.
I loved making Grandma Rini laugh, and her smile always made me smile too. If you go on her Facebook page or look at any picture of her, you'll see how she had the biggest smile possible. Like, it always lit up the room. And we could certainly feel the love that she had for us. We knew she was proud of us, and so excited to see us anytime we were around. Most importantly, we could always count on her for a shoulder to cry on, an ear to listen, and as all of us got older, her lack of a filter and her bluntness would just be amazing. I don't know how many times I went to the Pine Gallon home, she's like, why don't you wash your face?
We all miss her, I love yous, the way she said Grandma Rini on her voicemail to us, and her worrying about everything we did, because we were her life, and we will always miss her. Thank you.
I couldn't figure out how to put this on my phone, so I have a piece of paper, and that's okay. The theme here is that there was a lot of fun in our house, whether she wanted to make it fun or not. My family, first of all, we want to thank everyone for being here today. It means a lot to us, all the love in this room for my mom. She was great to us growing up. You know, I was on the road a lot, so she pretty much ran the show. As far as my childhood goes, when I wasn't standing against the wall with my nose against the wall, my mom and dad would take us on great adventures. And before I continue, I just want to say, there's a lot of Maury in these stories. There's not a lot of Leah, because Leah pretty much got the VIP. And I was on the, if it was a ship, I was on the, with the help of the very bottom ship. But you know what? I'll save that for my therapist. I won't wait. Mom and Dad would take us on great adventures. In the 60s, we lived in California, and on weekends, we'd go to Tahoe, we'd go to Napa for winery tours, and keep in mind, back then, they encouraged drinking and driving, so Leah and I were just along for the fun. And then we dreaded weekend at Half Moon Bay, California. That's legendary. We had, when we lived in California, we didn't know anybody, but people would come and visit, and the Amiras came and visit us, and probably one of the next to Topaz, which kind of broke records for games, they were taken out to dinner. And as a 10-year-old, you know, I didn't want to wear a suit and tie, especially in front of my friends. But they made me wear a suit and tie, and our good friend Vic Amira wanted a picture taken. So he yells at my friends in the middle of the street, hey, you guys want to make a buck? And everybody came and made fun of me. Oh, was it dime? But today it would be... Today it would have been $100, right? So that kind of stuff. When we moved back to Washington in 1970, I was 13 and getting ready for my bar mitzvah. And I'd never really seen my mom mad, especially at me, her wonderful baby boy. She was getting ready to bake for my bar mitzvah on one Sunday morning. She gave me, and we just got brand new carpets in our house, and she gave me a big, giant plastic bottle of oil. And I thought it was a, would be a good idea. She wanted me to take it down the garage if I rolled it down the stairs. And, of course, it burst open, and oil was everywhere. And she just looked at me, and she didn't have to say anything. I got on my bike, and I came back like 14 hours later. And to this day, I know she's pissed right now just thinking about it. We always had barbecues, like the rabbi said, and parties at our house all the time. My parents loved to entertain. There was always a room at our table for anyone who showed up. We were going through some papers that my mom had in her room. We saw a book. That you write, grandparents write, you know, to kind of have your grandkids' information. And she said the funniest person she knew was Ike Eskenazi, and the greatest decision she ever made was marrying you. How crazy is that, huh? We also found a letter that she wrote her sister, Madeline, who was her best friend, basically. It was written 15 years ago, and it was a few weeks after Madeline passed. And I would love to read the letter to you right now, but I haven't been able to get through it. But one of the things she wrote, I might go at any second. She said, "It's so difficult for me to think you are not here with me to talk to you. I have so much to talk to you about." So I'd like to think right now she is up there somewhere having drinks with Madeline, with Mary, with Diana, Clemens, and Josie, and getting ready to go to a big casino that Millie's been at for a while waiting for. So thanks for coming. God bless you. I love you all.